Since we're the pressure is on to be done by 10, we can do some of the preamble before Commissioner Wanda gets here.
Thank you very much. Hey, talk to Sam. Taylor,
good morning. Thank you all for being here. We're waiting Commissioner Leonard, but we have some guests here today, and I want to welcome you to the Portland City Council. The City of Portland's Office of Management and Financing is hosting 12 graduate students from all over the country who are attending Portland State University's Hatfield School of Government summer programs for a Job Shadow Day today, Wednesday, July 22nd. Professionals from the fields of financial analysis, management analysis, program management, and project management have volunteered to serve as mentors for the Job Shadow Day. Each student will have the opportunity to spend time with at least two professionals, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. The students participated in one of 5 week-long academic programs this summer within the Oregon Fellowship Institute. The 4 programs are e-government, public sector financial management, performance management, or sustainability. The students are also completing a 10-week internship at public agencies throughout the Portland area. Welcome, interns and mentors. Would you please stand? No, she's shaking her head at the back. No, they're not going to stand. And we see we have other folks here, too. Would somebody come forward and tell me who else is here this morning? We have a lot of visitors, it seems. Come and sit and give us your name, please. That way we can recognize who's here. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. My name is Catherine Morrow. I work at Portland State University in the International Affairs Office. And this morning there are 26 visiting students from Ulsan, Korea. They are high school juniors, and they're here visiting Portland for 3 weeks doing an American culture homestay experience. Ulsan City is our sister city, so we thought we'd visit City Hall today and see what government is like here in Portland. So,
terrific. Thank you very much for visiting. Thank you for giving us that input. With that, we can start our regular Wednesday morning meeting on Wednesday, 9:30, July 22nd, 2009. Ms. Morlove, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Leonard,
here.
Fritz.
Aye. I mean here.
Fish.
Here.
Adams.
Thank you. We always start our agenda with communications from citizens. Any citizen can sign up for 3 minutes to talk about any subject he or she wishes to. The instructions for doing that are on Portland Online. And Ms. Molov, would you please read the title for number 989?
Request of Casey Goltra to address council regarding single-use plastic bags.
Is Casey here? Great. Good morning. Thank you for coming to the Portland City Council. If you state your first and last name, have a seat, and you have 3 minutes, and the clock in front of you counts down.
Oh, okay. Good morning. My name is Casey Goltra. Thank you for allowing us to speak. I'm a member of Leave No Plastic Behind, which is a local environmental arts group, and I support a ban, a gradual phase out of the plastic bags because I believe they're destructiveness and their impact on the environment far outweigh their usefulness and utility and the intended use. The bags are not durable. They're used as trash liners or for dogs after you take them from the store. 90 billion bags go unrecycled in the United States every year. They're difficult to recycle and nearly impossible in most areas. The United States is sort of not a forerunner in plastic bag abolishing. Many places, China, Uganda, Ireland, Bangladesh, have tackled this problem. And I think it's time that Portland do something about it and phase it out. In terms of the impact on stores, I think there's a lot that can be done. I think reusable bags overseas, sometimes there's bins that are given. There's all sorts of things, groups like Leave No Plastic Behind can step up with education, giving out bags. I don't think the financial situation of the country in Portland is prohibitive to the bags being abolished. I think our citizens would feel a sense of agency in the sense of exerting control over something they can manage. They might not be able to afford a hybrid or solar panels, but they can do this. This is something anyone can do, and it's a unifying element. Everyone shops, and I think this is something that everyone can participate in, not just a certain group. And that's about all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Item 990.
Request of Kelly M. Bryan to address council regarding single-use plastic bags.
Is Kelly here?
He's not able to make it.
Thank you. Then item 991.
Request of Cheryl Lorman to address council regarding single-use plastic bags.
Welcome to the Portland City Council. If you have a seat and give us your first and last name, and you have 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Cheryl Lorman, and I am here to ask you to support a ban on single-use plastic bags in Portland in solidarity with the Surf Rider Foundation and their Ban the Bag campaign. There are, as you are probably aware, there are many grim facts accompanying this issue, including toxicity to humans as a result of the manufacture and decomposition of the materials, let alone the fact that it interferes on life far removed from land. It was these facts combined with an instinct that creativity could be a major solution to this issue. A few years ago, I started the group Leave No Plastic Behind. And for more than 2 years, Leave No Plastic Behind has invited people to live in observance of the use of plastic in their lifestyle for 3 months. While also trying to reduce its use, they save it and integrate the plastic into their art pieces. To attract more participants, in March we began the Plastic Quilt Project. Participants simply create 12 by 12 inch square quilt patches to add to the project. We have since named it the National Plastic Quilt Project in hopes that it can create a unified statement of the growing awareness of the challenges we face as a result of this perceived convenience. 43 artists have participated in this project since it began, and we hope to double that number for the fall episode. So Portland, Oregon is viewed as a very green and progressive city, and I'm personally surprised that we haven't already surpassed the banning of the single-use plastic bag into other single-use plastic items like the clamshells at carts and and plastic forks and beer cups at festivals. I believe that with creativity and education, we can be a leader for other cities and countries. We need to help people to take off the blinders of seeing past just the use of plastic and considering the manufacture as well as the end life of the material. Now, most of us have developed a new conscience from sorting our waste for recycling, perhaps feeling a sense of guilt about our consumption, but feeling redeemed, sometimes literally, with a 5 or 10 cent return on deposits. In her book, The Ethics of Waste, Gay Hawkins observes that inducing guilt or fear is not the answer to changing habits, but rather cultivating a sense of wonder about finding and seeking out alternatives, perhaps inventing them ourselves in some form of a circular economy. And this is what I've experienced with Leave No Plastic Behind, is a huge receptiveness and just like a big spark that goes off in people's minds when they are given this challenge and, challenged with finding ways to, circumvent plastics use.
Thank you very much. Do you have a website that people can find out more?
We do. It's www.lnpb.org.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please read the title for 992.
Request of Art Llewellyn to address council regarding opposing Sunday meter parking.
So the title is Opposing Sunday Meter Parking. You can change that if you'd like to talk about something else. You have 3 minutes, Mr. Loyal. Please state your first and last name, and then the clock counts down in front of you.
My name is Art Lawan. I, as a title of the, my communication is, I oppose what the city has done to decide to charge people to park on Sunday, and I'm rather upset about it. So I want to try to get through a few notes here and explain my position. And first of all, I don't come here to testify just for myself. I think I represent a demographic of probably many thousand people, probably. I live downtown. I'm in that senior ages. And I count on friends and I'm sure friends and family, as many people do who live downtown, to come downtown and for visits. And adding a charge to for people who live outside of the city to come down, and then that's going to reduce the amount of visits that I get and the thousands of people like me who live downtown. And because they fear or they consider the cost, and then they also fear the possibility of getting a ticket in case they miss paying that meter. And I feel that what you've done here is discriminated against people. And I'm hurt. I'm upset. I feel heartbroken that for myself and for I'm speaking for other people as well. And I want to also talk about accountability from the council, because Commissioner Fish, I went to your office and I left a comment on this regard while the process was going on. And instead of getting some kind of reply, all I got was a media announcement that the council has decided to charge for parking on Sunday. And that's not enough for me. I don't think that's enough for the public to learn the city has handed down a decree. We want to know why. As I came before your office and I gave you my reasonings for opposing the idea, I didn't get a reply, and we're not getting a reply from the media. So we don't understand why, I think. I'm not just speaking for myself. This is for many people. So, lastly, I want to say, to me, it seemed a better way to raise funds, if I suppose that's your main reason for charging, is raising funds, that to increase the period during the weekdays to 8 would have been a smarter reason. I don't know what your reasoning, why you didn't go with that, but it just seemed like the very opposite way that I left a comment for you, so you could understand what the people are thinking. You went the very opposite way. So I want an answer, and you can give it to me now or you can give it to the media. I appreciate coming down here to explain you to this myself this way, but I want an answer. Sometime. If not now, sometime. Thank you.
Thank you for coming down, Mr. Lund.
Thank you.
Due to the absence of two council members at this session, the consent agenda and emergency ordinances will be heard at the Wednesday 2 o'clock in the afternoon session. Would you please read the title for item 993?
Vacate a portion of Southeast 104th Avenue between Southeast Cherry Blossom Drive and Southeast Main Street, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
This is the second reading. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Please read the title for 994.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Tri-County Metropolitan Transportation District to provide enhanced maintenance of the Portland Transit Mall and the light rail transit loop segment.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye. Please read the title for 995.
Accept bid of Triad Mechanical, Inc. for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Wet Weather Screening Facility Project for $6,401,667.
This is from the Office of Management and Finance, Mr. Jeff Baer. Welcome.
Good morning, Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Leonard and Fish. I'm Jeff Baer with the Bureau of Purchases, and we're here before you this morning to request permission to execute a contract with Triad Mechanical on behalf of BES. This is for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Wet Weather Screening Facility Project. The original contract or project estimate was $9.4 million. We did receive the low bid of $6,401,667. It is to Triad Mechanical, who is a local contractor. We did receive seven bids that ranged from the low bid of $6.4 million up to $8.3 million. We do have $1,824,726 awarded to subcontractors, of which represents 13.2% being awarded to minority women and emerging small businesses. Triad Mechanical is is a local contractor, and they are in full compliance with our EEO, equal benefits, and business license. And if you have any questions, we have representatives from BES here and the contractor.
Any questions from council? Thank you. Does anybody wish to testify on this issue? Seeing none, it passes to second reading.
These are reports.
Oh, sorry. So do we vote on that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Item 996.
Accept bid of Pioneer Waterproofing Company, Inc. to repair and recoat the concrete drive surfaces of Smart Park Garages project for $1,234,100.
Mr. Baer.
Thank you. We're here before you to request permission to execute a contract with Pioneer Waterproofing Company, and this is for the repair and recoat of the concrete drive surfaces at the Smart Park Garages. The contract amount is $1,234,100. We did receive four bids that range from the low bid of $1.2 million up to $2.47 million. One thing I do want to note, they are self-performing all of the work, so there is 0% participation from any subcontractor, including minority women and emerging small businesses. Connie Johnson from OMF is here to, if you have any questions related to the project.
Questions from council? I note again that this is far under the bid. This is about half the estimated price. The previous one was a third off, yes. So that's great. Good work. Thank you. Anyone wish to testify on this? And you could just stay here if not. Anyone wants to testify on this? Then please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Item 997.
Accept bid of Nutter Corporation for the East Burnside Northeast 3rd Avenue to Northeast 14th Avenue project for $6,800,300.
And this is for the Office of Transportation. This is a federal aid project to which we work closely with ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, of which they established a 2% disadvantaged business enterprise goal. The contractor, Nutter Corporation, who's located in Vancouver, Washington, met that goal, achieving a 2.05% MWESB participation, and we have representatives from transportation here if you have any questions.
Question. Related to the couplet?
Is Chris? Yes. Thank you.
Any further questions from council? Please call the roll. Oh, sorry, does anybody want to testify on this? Thank you. Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Please call, read item 998.
Accept bid of Stellar J Corporation for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Digester Expansion Project for $15,703,918.
Mr. Baer.
And this is a BES project for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Digester Project. A couple of things to point out related to this project. We have, since we filed the report with council, we've worked with the contractor to increase their participation rate. Of the 21 divisions of work that we identified, they are subcontracting out to $5,661,000 subcontracts. Of that amount, 24.2% is being awarded to minority women emerging small business participation. So they actually have, we've boosted up their participation rate a fair amount and wanted to point that out.
Questions from council? So I note that this comes in nearly $12 million below the estimate. So what happens to that, those savings?
I believe what they do is they go back to their capital improvement project plan to look at other projects that they could use those funds for.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to testify on this item? Please call the roll.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. So that concludes our agenda items. We had some folks who came in a little later that I want to go back and welcome again. This is for the City of Portland Office of Management Finance is hosting 12 graduate students, and I'm assuming that's who's waiting fascinated at all the contracts that we just went over. So welcome. You are shadowing city employees in a program with Portland State University's Hatfield School of Government. And the professionals from the field of financial analysis, management analysis, program management, and project management are serving as mentors for the day. And you're spending time with at least two professionals, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We greatly welcome you, and thank you for coming to our city council meeting.
Amanda, could we ask them where they're from?
Commissioner Fish would like to know where each of you are from.
Your school?
From Portland State University. I'm in the urban planning program and the real estate development program.
Great.
Hi, my name is Amy Chow, and I'm from Brigham University, Hines College, and I'm originally from New York.
I'm Kevin White, Indiana University, and a bachelor's of public administration.
Hi, my name is Kate Mason, and I'm from the University of Texas LLPJ School, getting a master's of public affairs.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Brewer. I just graduated.
And I'm at PSU School of Business, and I'm getting a master's in financial analysis.
I'm Sarah Cody. I'm at the University of Washington's Evans School of Public Affairs, and I grew up in Seattle.
I'm Price Armstrong. I go to the University of Oregon. I'm a master's of public administration student.
Sure. Wow, we're not only honored to have you, but I think the collective IQ of our city went up during your visit. So, welcome.
Terrific. Thank you for visiting. If there are no further issues, we will be in recess until 2 p.m.
I want to compliment the chair, and I believe the shortest meeting on record in the council. And you set an example for future presidents of the council to follow.
We'll be watching.
He's been participating since I was on the planning commission. He comes in on various issues, usually transportation.
So he's engaged.
He's engaged.
Well, we'll correct that. By the way, I think we should think about repeal.
Okay.
I incur a lot of parking.
Right.
I mean, I go down and max out. And go around the city because I already know all the calories. Yeah, good point, but.
Well, it would be interesting to.
I'd like to know what we're getting for.
Yeah, after a month or two. Yes, I know. I mean, I've been writing back to tell people that's what pays for cleaning and security downtown.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not coming back at 2. There'll be another attorney
rotating out.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
My car never showed back up yet.
Oh, really?
I feel like the guy in the Bible.
Thank you.
You kept looking for the prodigal son. And it hasn't showed back up. Can somebody help me with this? It's making me have to live like an animal.
Have you tried the ombudsman?
Ombudsman office, and the best information I finally got was by accident from one of the security guys who told me about